I'm really excited about what we're talking about this morning because I hadn't talked about this in a really long time, and then it's something that's been on my heart for about the last week or two. So it's just stuff that I've been saying to me. It's kind of like, you know, regurgitation. I'm sorry. It's going to come out, but I used to work in the, and still work in the chemical processing industry where we take oil and refine it into oil byproducts, and then we take the oil byproducts and we refine those into chemicals. And those chemicals end up getting processed into things that we use every day in our automobiles and our clothes and toothpaste, okay? So everything you can imagine. The reason I'm saying that is because one of the things that I noticed early, because I don't know, I guess God just has this way of teaching us things from just everyday stuff, like Jesus did, you know, talking about seeds and loaves and fish and various things like that. But one thing I noticed was that how that everything is a process. It's a process. So out there, it's a process. You're taking a raw material like oil, and you're taking it through several different changes and different physical changes inside of equipment. And on the other end, you have gasoline and tar, you know, and everything in between. So you take something that looks like hardly anything, just black gold, Texas tea, up through the ground came a bubbling crude, and you take that and you process that into something you can put into your car, makes it go. And especially if you're riding with the pastor dad here. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry, I should behave myself, he said. Now, y'all may not be able to hear this if you're listening, but if you're seeing this, I brought a box. It's kind of a white box, and it's got some pipe. You got a pipe coming in, and you got a pipe coming out. And what happens inside this box is, let's call it the process, okay? So there's a process that takes place with the raw material coming in. The stuff that happens inside the box processes it, and then you've got products or good stuff coming out. This is what you're after. You're shooting for this, what's coming out, right? What I'm going to do is turn this around because I want it to be on your right side because this is the stuff that you want. This is the right stuff, okay? So you got stuff coming in, stuff coming out. There's a process that happens inside the box. And the reason we're talking about this is that in the business that I'm in, and I think in almost every business, people do this, whether it's in banking or whatever it's in. You got to know what's coming into the process. What is the contents of the stuff, the raw material that's coming into the process? I mean, if you're sewing, if you're a carpenter, it doesn't matter. If you're a carpenter, you got to know the quality of the wood, the quality of the nails. If you're a mechanic, you got to know the quality of the part that you're about to put into the engine. If you're in a chemical process, you got to know the quality of the goop that's going in because the goop going in is going to determine within the confines of the process itself what goop comes out. So if you put goo and goop in, then you get gooey goop out. Okay? Now, we're like this. We're like this process. I'm not sure if we all know this or not, but we're like this. And the reason we're like this is because the Lord God Almighty is in the process of saving our souls. It's called sanctification. And I think most of you in here are in a position where you have received the Lord Jesus as your Savior, and you've said, yes, I repent of my sins, and perhaps you've been baptized, and now you're coming to church, you're singing songs, you're praying on a daily basis, you're doing various things. But what's important for us and for me, as I started thinking about this and rethinking about this within the last couple of weeks, is, Am I cooperating with the process? What happens inside the box? What happens inside of me? In my soul, I'm in control of. God is only going to do certain number of things, and He's put tools in place, but I'm the one who activates the process, uses the tools, says yes and no to things in order to make the things work so that I have a quality product coming out. That's my part of the process. My part of the process is testing what comes into the box, my soul, through my eyes, ears, mouth, decisions, where I go, what I do, what I watch, testing the things that come in so that I'm getting the right stuff into the soul that provides the right stuff out of the soul, using the things that are in that God has placed, the tools that God has placed. Okay? Let's talk about those tools real quick. Number one, the Word of God. There's a written Word of God called the Bible, everybody knows, right? And that's one tool. Most important tool, Holy Spirit of God. He activates the Word and makes it alive inside of us so that we, in cooperation with the Spirit of God, obeying and doing what the Word of God says, end up with a product that is something that's pleasing to our Father. And how many of you want to stand in front of Jesus and in front of heaven and Him look at you and say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant"? That's what God is about. That's what He's about. All right? I got some scripture I'm going to share with you. So what I was saying is about this, and I'm sorry, I usually talk a little more spontaneously, but I feel very passionate about this, is that in the process, you're trying to do something. So we've got to test what comes in so we'll know what it is that's coming in so that we can do something about it when it gets in here. If you have a really bad product coming in or bad raw material coming in, you got to know that ahead of time so that you can adjust your process to get good stuff out the other side. Okay? So we got to test what comes in. Not only that, and maybe more importantly, we got to test what's coming out. What is it that's coming out of our soul? What is it that's coming out of our heart? What is it that's coming out of our mind? When we test that and look at it, we can get an idea of maybe either what's happening inside the process or follow it back a little bit further and find out what actually came in that caused this to come out. Now, a lot of people don't think like this, and I'm sorry. Maybe this is just my head. It's the way I work. I work in processes like this, okay? And it's something that a long time ago I started doing. I got away from it, and now I'm back to it again, and that is this. I am being challenged by the Lord, and I'm thinking the reason I'm talking about this is because you're being challenged by the Lord to test what comes out, okay? And the reason I'm saying it, look at this scripture right here. Let's see if I can find it. I should have this already ready, right? This is in 2 Corinthians 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. If you have a Bible, turn there real quick because we're going to like rest there and just keep coming back maybe to that. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, and I'm going to read out of the Amplified Bible, it says, "Examine and test and evaluate your own selves to see whether you are holding to your faith and showing the proper fruits of it. Test and prove yourselves, not Christ. Do you not yourselves realize and know thoroughly by an ever-increasing experience that Jesus Christ is in you, unless you are counterfeits, disapproved, on trial, and rejected?" The point is test and prove yourselves. So when you think about the process again, on the outside of it, He's saying test it. Think about it. What's happening? What's going on? What's coming out of you? And very specifically, Jesus actually says these words in Matthew chapter, I'll be there in just a second, chapter 12, verse 34. Chapter 12, verse 34, He says, He's talking to some religious people, and He says, "You offspring of vipers, how can you speak good things when you are evil and wicked? For out of the fullness, the overflow, the superabundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man or good person from his inner good treasure flings forth good things. And the evil man out of his inner evil storehouse flings forth evil things." Out of that storehouse, what's inside the heart, comes the product. Out of the inside comes the product. And that product, we can tell, according to what Jesus is saying, comes out of our mouth. Now think about that for just a second. We're not talking about, you know, vomiting or anything like that, right? We're talking about what we say. What do we say? And so you test what you say. It doesn't get a lot more simpler than that. But the problem is that we don't necessarily want to do this. I think there's a problem, well, with me anyway. I get a little lazy and a little ambivalent, whatever that word is, it says I don't care. Okay? I get to that spot. Ambivalent? I get to that spot. And maybe there's some other things, but there's a guard that we have to put on our heart, according to Proverbs, that says guard your heart. And then you're supposed to test what comes out of your mouth according to Jesus. So if I'm lying, if I'm criticizing, if I'm saying negative things about people or about the government or about my coworkers, about myself, about my wife or my kids, if I'm being destructive with my words, in any shape, form, or fashion, that's a sign to me. If I sample it in time, in real time, and I say, and I look at myself and I say, wait a minute, why did I just say that? What was I trying to accomplish when I said that? I just misspoke to this person that I love very much, but I said something that probably hurt them when I think about it. So I'm going to go apologize, get that straight, and then I'm going to step back and test why. And I follow it back into the heart, inside the process where things are supposed to be being processed that come out pure. I'm testing what's going on inside here. And I think it's 2 Corinthians, verse 7. In chapter 7 and verse 1 it says, therefore, since we have such great promises, and those great promises are relative to God and us becoming God's and His special people, since we have those great promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that contaminates and defiles body and spirit, and bring our consecration to completeness in the reverential fear of God. This isn't just a single verse. This is like the whole process. It's what God's been about ever since Adam and Eve fell in the garden. He's been about us purifying ourselves so that we can have a relationship with Him. And He wants that relationship to grow from being a relationship to being a fellowship. We're in a deeper fellowship with Him so that we understand His ways. And we love Him even more deeper. And that love of Him moves us to act in a way that gives ourselves a purity towards Him, to making ourselves pure towards Him. In the same way that a husband and wife might do that. In Ephesians chapter 5, we see that, and I'm going to turn over there real quick, in Ephesians chapter 5, we see that Paul is talking about husbands and wives, but in the middle of that, he breaks out something that I think is really, really cool, because he's talking to husbands. He says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her. Now, this isn't an emotional love, people. It's not all about emotion and warm and fuzzy feelings. Love is not that. Love is a commitment. It's a commitment that causes you to go and meet the need. It's a commitment that causes you to vow and do something for the person. It's something that causes you to disregard yourself and kick yourself out there into the other person's world and try to see what you can do to help that other person. In fact, it's expressed best, I think, in John chapter 3, verse 16, that says, God so much loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He Himself became man and dwelt among us so that we, anybody that can believe in Him, would not perish but have everlasting life. He came to where we were, loved us so much that He came to where we were. It's a commitment. It's a commitment that hurts. It's a commitment that goes beyond our own selves and satisfaction and comfort. It's a commitment that says, I'm willing to sacrifice to do what you need. That love. And out of that love for Him, we purify ourselves. We find out what He wants, how I can please Him, what I can do for Him. What is it that is going to make you happy and blessed? What can I do to love you? And He goes, it's not really a mystery. Because what I'm about is loving you. And you, if you're about loving me, well then it's about you submitting yourself to me so that you can be as pure as I am. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 25, it says to keep yourself pure. Paul talking to Timothy. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 3, it says that anybody that's in Him and loves Him will purify himself even as He is pure. It's a grain all the way through the Bible, and we have to realize that that's what the process is. That's the process. It's what God's about in us, getting us to love Him, because if we can love Him and purify ourselves, then what comes out of the heart begins to be something that begins to be a river of water, that pure water that's overflowing out of the abundance of our hearts, as Jesus said, because we're worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. That river bubbles up and flows out of us, and it's pure, and that is what touches and changes and cleanses a world that's really in need of it. And we are the key to Him being and touching the world. But it happens inside of us in this process. And the way we know it's happening is because we test what comes out. And the way we're testing what comes out is we're finding out what comes out of our mouth. Now, to me, that seems so simple. And maybe I'm a simple thinking person, okay? And I probably am. You can accuse me of that. That's fine. But I'm looking at this going, okay, when I talk, when I speak, it should bring forth, I think the word is encouragement to the listener. It should build up the people that I'm talking to. It should be something that makes a difference, a positive difference in the people that I'm talking to and the people that I'm expressing to. I want, in other words, like the psalmist said, the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. That's what I want. But that's not always what happens. And so I have to test what comes out. When it doesn't happen, I have to go, wait a minute, why? What happened? What just happened? Why did I get mad at this person and cuss them out on the freeway? They didn't even hear me. Just because they cut me off, I mean, they didn't hear me. What is going on there? And maybe even take a step back and say, okay, that's what came out. But let's think about this. Why did it come out of here? It came out of this because the Bible tells that Jesus says that out of the overflow of the heart, inside the box, the mouth speaks. So what's inside this box causes things to come out here. So if we can see what's coming out here, the things that we do, the things we say, the places we go, the things we watch, if we can see those things, we can say, look, there's maybe something not right with this. And that's causing something to go off in here. Because the things that I'm watching, the things that I'm hearing, the things that I'm paying attention to, the things that I'm allowing to get into the box, those are the raw material that's coming into this box. So if I'm watching pornography, and I'm not, but if I were watching pornography, that's junk going into the box. That's going to cause something different to come out of the box, because that's real difficult to process inside the box. The box has a way to process it, but we don't necessarily want to if we're actually giving ourselves to it. So if we test what's coming out and we say, because there's all kinds of research, okay? There's all kinds of research that says what, like, for example, what pornography does to the person, to a male or female. Doesn't make a difference. So even if you don't know if you're a male or female, it does something to you, okay? And when it starts coming out, you've got to ask yourself, wait a minute, that doesn't align with the Word of God, the Bible. That's not aligning with that. Why? Ask yourself the question and follow it all the way back into the box and find out, because inside this box, in the soul, is the mind, the will, and the emotions. Something inside there is what caused this to come out. There's something that's off. And chances are, it's definitely not a surprise to God that something's off inside the box. It shouldn't be a surprise to us that something's off inside the box, but somehow it catches us by surprise because we don't want to admit to somebody else that we have an issue. Somehow, and then we try to hide it. We try to hide what's coming out of the... But when there's goop coming out, you can't hide it. It's just like cat poop. The cat does everything it can to scrape and scrape and cover that mess up. And you can't really see it. But when you step outside the door, you go, what is that smell? And then when you step in it, you're like, oh, I know what that smell is. But you didn't see it because it's trying to cover up. And it's the same thing if you got goop coming out your pipe. There's goop inside the pipe, inside the heart. And the goop inside the heart is causing you to stink to other people. But you're trying to cover it up because you're proud or you're, oh man, you know, I'm macho, dude. I'm macho muchacho, you know, and you got this, right? Or you're a female and you're like, well, nobody can know about that. It doesn't matter. Stop. Think about it. What's happening? And that's what they're warning us to do. Purify ourselves. Test yourself, Paul says. Examine yourself. Don't ignore what's coming out, right? So I'm thinking to myself, I got this happening or that happening, and I follow it back, and I start studying the Word, and I start praying and asking Holy Spirit to reveal to me what's going on inside my heart that's causing an issue. And when I do that, because Holy Spirit is there, He's the ruler of the heart. And He wants to rule in peace. And so that's one of the tests. If you're not in peace, then something's not right. If you're making a decision, you're not in peace. Or if you said something and all of a sudden you're not in peace. Or if you did something and you're not in peace. Or if you're about to do something or say something and you feel like you're not in peace. Those are tests that He wants us to test it and stop and go, wait a minute, what? Wait. And when you do that, Holy Spirit brings up a word from the Bible. It's something that you've already placed in your heart. You should have already placed in your heart, because here in Proverbs chapter whatever it is, I think it's 119, verse 9, 10, and 11. It says, how can a young person or any person make their way pure before the Lord? By obeying His Word. And in verse 11, I have hidden Your Word in my heart so that I will not sin against You. That sin against You, that's a part of the testing and seeing what's coming out of the pipe. What's coming out? That sin against Him is also a sin against yourself. That sin against Him is also a sin against the people around you. That sin against Him is what's part of the issue, the problem in the world today. Because individual units, process units that have hearts that allow goop to come out, that's part of what the problem is today. We allow ourselves to believe things and think things and allow strongholds to emerge inside of our hearts that are incorrect according to the Word of God. And as we do that, we find ourselves in a situation where we're processing goop out the pipe. Now, there may be some clean water come out, but there's also some goop in the clean water. So our responsibility then is to test the goop coming out, but also test the stuff coming in. As the raw material, we test it against the Word of God. Am I listening to the things that build me up in the Spirit? Am I watching things that build me up in the Spirit? Am I talking to people that build me up in my spirit? Am I going to the places that build me up in my spirit? Because it's these things that come in, those are things that will defile a person in their heart. Not necessarily, according to Jesus, what you eat. That's a good point for some of us because we like to eat, right? But there are some things that you eat that you really shouldn't be eating. So it's part of the goop. Anyway, just an aside. I thought that would be a lot funnier than it was. Anyway, there you go. Garbage in, garbage out. Thanks. So when we talk about this, and we start saying, what do we do? It's all about what comes out of our mouth, testing that, where we're going, testing that, what we're seeing, testing that, and making sure that it matches the qualifications or the specifications that Jesus has set from the Word, that Holy Spirit has set from the Word. And we're allowing the Holy Spirit to check us. We're allowing Him to check us. And then, if we find that we're off somewhere, it tells us what to do. Repent, you know, turn from it. Here's the issue, though. Sometimes it's not a struggle to turn from it. Sometimes it's like, yeah, I don't want that. I'm through with that, and you're done. Other times, you struggle with it. In fact, most of the time, if you're like me, you're struggling with it. And you're saying, wait, I don't want to do that. The thing that I don't want to do, I find myself doing. The places I don't want to go, I find myself going. That's part of the test. And when you test it and you bring the truth to light, you walk in the light as He is in the light, and you let the light shine on that part of your life, and you say, wait a minute, and you get before the Lord and Holy Spirit, He shows you in your heart what is the issue. Man, and I could just say story after story after story of personal. So what time is it? Oh, I got time. So here's one, all right? And I'm going to share this. I've shared this with my dad. He knows this. It's from a long time ago, but it's just like so real to me. And y'all might have to excuse me if I start crying because it's just this real to me. Because I was having some problems early on when I was thinking about this stuff, and I was like in my 20s. I just got saved. I was just like, you know, going like gangbusters. I'm studying the Word and praying, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking about this because I was in the process industry at the time, and all of a sudden it started dawning on me. And so that's when I started thinking about it. And I was like, wait a minute. So wait, I'm testing this, and I'm going, wait, I'm really having a hard time loving people. Loving. Okay? What is that about? And I was like, you know, I'm having a trouble loving my wife the way that I would like to love her. I mean, I have this love that I can't communicate. I don't know how to get it across. And my kids and people in my church and my family. And I was like, why am I acting this way, doing these things, and can't really communicate the love that I have inside of me? And I just got in front of God and I said, what's going on? In the meantime, He's given me this verse that I'm supposed to memorize. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5 that says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal of this world, but they're mighty through God, pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to obedience to Christ. And I could not memorize that for anything. I mean, I was just like, oh man, that's just way too long, whatever. I was going on. And one night we were going to see a guy, a Christian comedian at a church in Baytown, and went over there and sat and listened to it, laughed so hard. I mean, my ribs were hurting, and I left. And as we were leaving, we were going to have to go back and get the kids. Something just grabbed me, and I told my wife, I need to stay here. She goes, you need to stay here? What do you mean? I said, I don't know. There's somebody I need to talk to? She goes, this is weird. I said, yeah, it is weird, but I really feel like I need, would you mind just go get the kids and just come back? I'll meet you out here in the parking lot. We didn't have cell phones in the day, and it was real difficult, just like it is today, to transfer information from head to head without speaking. So I told her, come back, okay? So she's okay, coming back. So I walk back in the church, and I'm thinking, huh, I wonder what in the world. So I see the guy who was the speaker that night who was laughing, so there's a line to get autographs and various stuff like that. Mike Warnke, I don't know if I heard of him. So I'm like, oh, I'm getting in line with him. So while I'm standing there, I'm looking around, and I see this guy all of a sudden, and it's like a light went off around this guy, and he just goes walking back towards it. And I went, whoa. So I just followed him. I don't know. That's just what I felt like I needed to do. Never seen the guy before in my life, but he's the guy that I need to follow. I could tell because that's him. And I followed him back down the hallway. He walks into some office back there, and I walked in behind him. I said, hey. He goes, yeah. I said, you don't know me, but I really need to talk to you. He goes, yeah, you do. Hi, my name is John, Pastor so-and-so, pastor of the church. I said, you're the pastor of the church? He goes, yeah. I said, oh, cool. Well, listen, he goes, wait, before we start talking, let's go someplace a little more private. So he goes, how about, oh, no, there's somebody. How about, oh, the copy room is open. So we walk in the copy room, we close the door. He goes, what can I do for you? I said, well, so here's the deal. And I told him what I just told y'all, trying about loving and stuff like that. He goes, was your dad a pastor? And I went, yeah. How'd you know that? He goes, you have bitterness in your heart towards your dad. And I went, no, man, I love my dad. I love my dad. He goes, oh, I know you love him, but you have bitterness in your heart towards your dad. And he explains to me about the root of bitterness and how it comes creeping up and it starts like a vine taking over all parts of your life and it starts eating and sucking the love out of you because you can't love the way that you want to love if you're bitter or angry or resentful towards any human being. You can't be that towards any other human being, not even yourself. I hadn't heard these things before, people. That was something I hadn't heard before. So I was looking at him like, what? He goes, yeah. So what I want you to do is I want you just to say, Dad, I love you and I forgive you. Can you do that? And I went, what? And while I'm doing that, I'm thinking. And I've got a picture of some things that are happening in my head. Pictures that are thing that happened in it. I've got some pictures in my head of things that had happened in the past. And I'm thinking of those, and I'm like, he goes, you have some pictures in your head right now, don't you? And I said, yeah. He goes, look at your dad in that picture and say, Dad, I love you and I forgive you. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. And I just looked at him and said, that's not something I can do. He goes, now, it's not just bitterness, it's a spirit of bitterness. And we're going to cast that thing out of you right now. And he did. And I said, no difference. I was like, well, that doesn't really feel any different. And he goes, but now, can you look at that picture and say, Dad, I love you and I forgive you? And I said, Dad, I love you, and I forgive you. He goes, is there another picture? I said, there's another picture. He goes, look at that picture. And every time you see that picture, from now to the day you die, you look at that picture and you tell your dad, I love you, and I forgive you. Dad, I love you, and I forgive you. I called him up that night. It must have been 11 o'clock at night. He had to go to work the next morning. I said, Dad, I love you, I forgive you. And I'm bawling. I've got tears and snot flying everywhere. It's like I got saved all over again. The release that happened. And that's the point we're trying to get across today, is that some of us in this room are bound inside with things that God has not bound us with. They're from an enemy, from a devil that wants to kill and steal and destroy us. And that binding is part of the testing. Finding out that we're bound is part of the testing on what comes out of the heart. If we'll be real with ourselves, real with the Word, don't ignore the Word, don't ignore the prayer, don't ignore the people that are trying to speak into your life, but listen to what they're saying. And if there's a resistance against the Word of God, if there's a resistance against the Spirit of God and the peace that comes from Him, if there's a resistance from something the pastor is saying or something a Sunday school teacher is saying or something that you hear in the Scripture or see in the Scripture or a worship song that you're listening to on the radio or in your CD, if you hear those and you begin to resist that, it's a test. It's showing you that there's something that's not right in the box. Stop. Don't let any more time go by until you get that thing right. It's of ultimate importance that we purify ourselves before Him as He is pure. Of ultimate importance. Because we can't be the people He wants us to be. We can't have the relationship, the fellowship, the friendship with Him that we want to have, that we desperately need, especially in these times. And there's worse times than this coming. We have got to get what's in the box pure so that what comes out of the box is pure. And a part of that is what controlling what comes inside. Make sure that it aligns with the Word of God, that the Spirit of God is saying it's okay for you to do or be that or go to that place or watch that thing. Whatever happens inside the box is the next step. We've got to look at what's happening inside our hearts, and only God knows what's happening inside our hearts, so we depend on the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to reveal things to us. We are in control of what happens there, though. He can reveal, but we're the ones that have to choose what happens with it. Are we going to continue? Are we going to continue in sexual misconduct or verbal misconduct towards other people? Are we going to continue in anger? Are we going to continue throwing our money to the wind and not doing what the Bible says to do and discipline ourselves to take care of our finances? Are we going to continue to not do what the Bible says and focus our attention and discipline ourselves as disciples should discipline ourselves to eat right, to speak right, to be right in the box? That's us. It's not God. God can't enter the box to do anything more than He's already done but give you His Word and His Spirit. It's us that has to make the choice. Us. Well, I'm waiting on God to do this. I'm waiting on God to do that. He's given His Son. He came all the way here. He's given His love. He still provides faith, hope, and love to us. He still has the power of His Holy Spirit resting inside of us. It's the same power that brought Jesus from the dead. It's the same power that has the ability to bring the blind to life, the dead to life, the blind to see, the deaf to hear. It's the same power that has the same power to wash away sin and get rid of the stuff that's in our life that we don't want there. It's all in the box. And it's all under our control in the same way that you're sitting at a computer and you're typing and typing and typing an email and you something you really want somebody to know. Maybe you've got a beef with a company, or maybe you've got a love in your heart and you're trying to share it. Whatever it is, it's coming out of you. It's going into this computer and you type and type and type and type and then you walk away. And it's never sent. And the reason it didn't get sent is because you didn't push the send button. That's on you. It's not on the people that you love or the people that you're trying to communicate to. It's not on God. It's not on anybody but you. Push the button. Boy, am I getting worked up or what? We really need to learn what's happening inside the box. And that's what the Bible's about. That's what Holy Spirit's about. Controlling the goop coming in so that it's pure, so that we can have better results inside the box, processing better, so that good stuff comes pouring out. Not only good stuff pouring out, but it's also flowing out instead of just a trickle. It's pouring, it's rushing, it's like a river rushing out of us. Hallelujah, Lord. Wow, I'm receiving that. I'm really receiving that. Thank you, Lord. So, when it comes to this, if it were me and I were listening to this, I'd be going, and I am listening to this, I would be going, you know what? I need to make sure that I have my head right with this and my heart right with this, because the weapons of my warfare are not of this world. I am in control of those weapons. I'm the one that uses them. And they cast down imaginations. Imaginations. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Knowledge. And bring into captivity. Captive every thought to obedience to God. Those three words, those are the words that are in the box. They're all a part of the mind, will, and emotion. We can't tackle it all at once. We only have to tackle what He tells us about when we test. We only have to test and tackle that one thing at a time. Men like that. We can only process one thing at a time. I like that. God has got it set up so that His Holy Spirit is going to say, here, what about this? And I'm going to say, and I'm hoping that you're going to say, yes, Lord, what about that? Show me that. Then I can do like James says and confess my faults one to another. And then I can pray for one another so that I can be healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, aren't you so good to make everything this massively complex and yet so ultimately simple that even a child can understand? What did you say, Dad? What did you say? Yes, Dad, I want to do that. We love you, Father. We want to walk in your ways. We want to obey your voice. Speak to us now, right now, even now. Holy Spirit, you're in this place. Come, even now. Even now, even more. Convince us of your love and your trustworthiness so that we can bow before you and say, yes, Dad. Yes, Dad. What do you want? Show me how. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. You've given everything, even risked your reputation, so that we'd have the right to be able to call you Dad and get you to show us how to purify ourselves even as you are pure. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Right now, if you're bowed with me or if you're not, would you just take a minute? Just take a minute. If you feel like you've heard the word of the Lord, you might want to write some things down. Try to remember what the Lord said in some way. But one way or the other, be able to just talk right now to Him and say, as He puts His finger on that thing, whatever that thing is that He's been dealing with you about, right now, join up with Him. Work with Him to bring purity to your life, to the lives of the people around you, to the lives of our city, our state, our nation. It begins with one heart. It begins with yours. This is the answer. It's the answer to the issues that are going on relationship-wise right now in your life. It's the issue with things that are going on. Jesus is saying, turn. Turn, look at this. And so there's the vision of it right there. There's the vision. He's showing you that right now. It's in your either in your mind or in your heart. You know what it is right now. Now let's repent of that. Let's just say, Father, I turn from this sin in Jesus' name. Just say that. Let that flow out of you and receive the forgiveness that comes and the cleansing that comes. Let that roll right now. Let that just roll. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. I'm not calling out any names. I don't know. But I know that the Lord's saying that somebody in here is having problems with pornography. I know that for a fact. I don't know who that is. But I know it's happening. And you've been struggling with it for a while. And the Lord wants to forgive you, cleanse you, and wash that away so that you can move forward into purity and holiness before the Lord. Maybe you're not convinced that it's wrong. I'm going to pray right now that the Lord will show you what's going on there and how that the enemy can use that to cause division between you and your loved ones, between you and other people. And how it causes a difference in the way that you think and act towards human beings. There's one person in here that's really having difficulty with loving money and being greedy about money and things. I don't know who that is. I just know it's happening. Test yourself, the Bible says. Test yourself. Because I, with an open hand, extended myself. And what I've given you, I'm asking you with an open hand to extend. Repent of that and turn from it in Jesus' name so that you can be pure before the Lord. It's holding you up. It's holding you up in progress. It's holding you up in blessings. He's not going to bless the tight-handed person. And so we're just, what we're saying is that the things that we're struggling with are the things that it's holding him up in blessings. So let's repent. Let's turn from that. Let's seek his guidance and his power to overcome. Thank you. Thank you. All of us struggle with selfishness in some manner. In some manner, we want ourselves to be promoted or not. We just, or whatever's going on, whatever we want's what we want. And whatever everybody else wants doesn't matter. All of us struggle with that to some degree. But that's not the way Jesus was. It's not the way our Father is. And he wants to purge that and cleanse that from us if we'll let him. He'll teach us how to love the way he wants us to love. Forgive people. Let it go. Let it go. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Let it go, Father. Let it go. Thank you. Thank you. Now, Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. I just thank you so much for your love, for your patience, for your goodness, for your mercy. Oh, you're just so awesome, Father, and I bless you and thank you. Go with us today now. Give us safety, purity. Give us more of your Holy Spirit, we pray in Jesus' name.